Our next item is Iris Cove, 3 lots and a 50-foot right-of-way on Route 26.
This is a request to create 3 lots with access from a 50-foot right-of-way. The lots would be 3.18 acres, 3 acres, and 10.13 acres. You could approve this submitted or require an application for a major subdivision.
Phew.
Hell is that?
I'm not sure I can, I'm not sure I can tell what's going on here. Oh, there it is.
They all thought the same thing, Mr. Burton.
We might not have been as expressive
as you were, but
I can assure you we were all
thinking. I was
thinking to myself. Thinking along the same lines.
I thought I was all alone.
Is there anyone here representing this?
No.
No?
Good thing.
Anybody on the staff know anything about it?
Well, the right-of-way already exists. They're combining. You see it at the cul-de-sac in the center? That little piece of land is being extended over to parcel where the frame house exists,
right,
making that parcel larger. The piece that says 3.1 acres just to the top of the page above that is also being extended to be a parcel connected with that frame dwelling parcel. They want to cut off the lot on the front where the 1 acre is, right on 26.
Lot number one.
Well, the word front is written
further,
on there.
Further down.
That's proposed to be a lot. And then I think, what's it creating, 3 lots total.
3 lots.
Lots one. What's you got tax map there, Shane? Lot number one.
Had the survey.
And number two already exists.
What he gave you, yeah.
The only thing he's really creating is the. He's creating the extensions, and he's creating the 1 acre lot on 26. Is what he's doing. So he's going to end up putting himself on the cul-de-sac street rather than add on 26.
Right. So lot four will be.
Lot four is made bigger.
Yeah, 10 acres, 0.9 acres. And
it might be a total of 10 as revised, but it's showing in different print what size the 0.98 and 3.1 combined with a total of 10.3, I believe.
This lot is one.
Yeah, it's all one.
Where this house is.
Cemetery already exists.
That's what it calls that.
Mm-hmm. And it showed the other parcel, it's already got a dwelling on it. It already had to exist or it wouldn't have a dwelling on it. So really, creating
combined.
Well,
no.
The ones that
the one
have
acre
access
lot.
Is lot two will have access from the right of way. That'll have access
four.
From the right, and that'll have access.
Yeah, lot one has access from 26. Lot two has access from the cul-de-sac street. Number three has access to the cul-de-sac street, and number four has access. There'll be 3 parcels on that cul-de-sac. And the one exists on the front on 26, and he's proposing a 1 acre lot on the front. The way he's combined it, he's ended up with 1 lot on 26. And it's 179-plus foot of frontage.
Oh, he'd have two. He'd have
and,
that one.
And they'd get a...
It's already there.
Yeah.
It's already existing.
Okay.
And you need an entrance permit.
Yeah, that probably there, the existing driveway.
So lot 1, 2, and 3 exist. 4 will be expanded, and the 1 acre will be the new lot.
Right. Yeah, that's what I remember. Tax map shows 1, 2, and 3 already.
And that, how does people get access to the cemetery?
By easement. There's an easement coming off of one side or the other. I forget which. I thought it came off of this side, actually, but it goes into an easement. And that could be required to be shown. But it does have access. Across the
property. I don't know if this resubdivision walk across.
I think there's an easement here. It gets to that point. Comes in here or across here to get to that. To go up.
And then there's an easement all the way in.
Yeah. That could be a condition that they show the easement to the cemetery. There is one, just to show it.
Is it driving?
The road?
I don't know. I don't know if they drive back there or not. It's a, I can't remember first name. Last name's Lecco.
It's like Schauberg. Is this the owner?
No, it's a Lecco.
Lecco.
That's, he's a contractor. Straight across from Edgemoor Manor on between the light at Clarksville and the curve going toward Blackwater Creek.
There's been a for sale sign up for last 6 months advertising it as a four-lot subdivision.
He was the guy that was a contractor, built a multifamily dwelling that night, needed to go to public hearing.
He already built it? He started it?
He built a...
Couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, he had built a second house on the property, and they applied for a conditional use for a...
Oh, yeah.
Seamstress or something, whatever she was. She did some kind of sewing or something.
I remember that now.
Dressmaker? She was a dressmaker. Somebody told me that, but I don't know who it was.
I think they have to have access to the grave, to the cemetery.
Sir, if you're going to speak, we need to come up and give us your name, and if you are representing this application, some of these gentlemen might have a question for you.
My apologies, Mr. Chairman, Brian Hall with Office of State Planning. I'm not aware of the application as a whole, but like Mr. Lawrence, I'm aware of the unique history of this parcel coming through in my former days before here.
We appreciate your comments. Anything you could add to the discussion would be appreciated, because we're rather puzzled up here by this.
At this point in time, gentlemen, I'm clear to say that it went off my radar about 3 years ago.
Where it stayed.
It's where it
stayed. Okay.
Any thoughts on either approving this as conceptual approval with the easement for the cemetery to be shown, or
if you don't want to
conversely
see it again,
a public hearing?
If you don't want to see it again and you want to grant approval, you can grant approval subject to the right of way to the cemetery be shown on the survey. Because you got to bring a survey back anyway. And you've got to show us an entrance permit for the front lot.
Preliminary only.
So we got a minute, so it'd be preliminary, but you don't have to see it again.
On the survey, the big survey that Shane had, it looked a little more clear that the cemetery actually connected all the way through lot 4 to 26. I mean, it was sort of more or less part of that property. So it may not be as complicated to get there as it looked like.
Yeah, just, I was just looking at this. I can't remember. That was the issue I had, was, again, as you said, the access. It's definitely been cut up kind of in a strange way, the way it's laid out.
Well, Mr. Chairman, regarding this application of Iris Cove, my motion is for approval with the stipulation being that any further subdivision of the property require an application for a major subdivision, and that the staff be provided a survey showing the easement to the cemetery.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Iris Cove, 3 lots and 50-foot right-of-way on Route 26, provided that the survey is submitted showing the access to the cemetery. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.